scientific backing for our ginger whinging as well. Scientists in the United States studied a group of 144 dental patients, almost half of whom had red hair. They found that the red hair group were more sensitive to pain, and as a result were twice as likely to avoid visiting the dentist. Previous research had shown that gingers were more resistant to the effects of local anesthesia than people with other hair colors. The scientists say that this red-haired sensitivity to pain stems from the actions of a gene called MC1R. This is responsible for the production of melanin, which gives skin and hair its color. In about 5% of white people, the gene is mutated, leading to freckles, fair skin, and red hair. Researchers say there are some receptors of this gene in the brain, and that this could affect pain sensitivity. Professor Daniel Sessler from the Cleveland Clinic in the United States is one of the authors of the study. He says the research is a considerable scientific breakthrough.
Red hair is the first phenotype for anesthetic requirement in humans. And what I mean by phenotype is external characteristic. So let's say you're walking down the street and you see somebody who's a little older and a little younger. That tells you nothing about their anesthetic requirement. You see a man and a woman. That tells you nothing about their anesthetic requirement. But you see a redhead, aha, you know that person is going to require 20% more general anesthesia.
From my own personal experience, I would say that there is some merit to this idea. I have found that I've had to ask dentists for extra anesthetic in the middle of procedures. Some dentists argue that a greater sensitivity to pain might actually benefit redheads and drive them to see the dentist more quickly. In my own case, I can attest that this is definitely not true.